Yeah, the turnovers. We lost control of the game by turning the ball over on the minus 9 yard line, and then we didn't handle a kickoff. Actually, two kickoffs. We had our hands team out, and they didn't perform. And the first kickoff, the first kickoff, they had a sky kick called, and their little old kicker hit it so bad nobody knew what to do with it, and we didn't know what to do with it either, and it turned into a touchdown for them. So they deserve a lot of credit, and at the same time, we really opened the door for them with the turnovers.
You think Printer's gave him any extra?
Yeah, I wondered why he wasn't playing. I think he's a. I don't think he's as good a thrower, although tonight he certainly completed a lot of balls. But I was surprised I didn't see him in the first half. But he helped him. He's more elusive, and we couldn't get to him like we did the other kid.
Talk about the way the offense played in the first half. You guys were scoring on the side.
Yeah, we were running up down the field pretty good. We had a good game plan. Doug called a great game, and David was operating beautifully. And the second half, you know, we just kind of didn't get it going. We had a real unfortunate deal. We had a reverse call at about the plus 40-yard line that was going to score. It was going to walk in the end zone, and they called David down. He got stepped on by the offensive center, and, you know, it disrupted what was going to be a really good play. We ended up punting on that drive. Just had a lot of hiccups in the second half.
Talk about that dive Leonard made into the end zone. Do you have any idea he could
play? Well, I'll tell you, Leonard, you know, Leonard just – he does whatever it takes to win. And I'll tell you the best thing that happened tonight – and I told our team this. I've been waiting all year long to see if we were willing or able to win a close game. And I was really embracing the end of this game. I was really enjoying it. I was watching our kids play. And because I don't think you can really have a good team that's meaningful unless it learns how to win close games. And we have not done that this year. The previous games that we've won, we were in control almost all the way. So this was a good thing that happened tonight. Although, you know, I would like to have controlled the game in the second half. But winning a close game is very important when you're putting together a football season.
Coach, obviously the goal is to win a conference championship. You guys are really in the driver's seat now.
Well, we're not. We're just there. We're not in the driver's seat. It's Cincinnati's next. And I really believe Cincinnati's got a better football team than the team we played tonight. I think each game, I told our players, Texas Christian, Cincinnati, Louisville, then Southern Miss, I think each team is better week by week. That's going to be that's going to be our mission to see if we can handle better competition each week.
Obviously very physical, even